Okay, hello everyone. It is Saturday. All right, so thank you for tuning in. Hi, my name is Paul Slatkis, and you're going to have a few programs here today of people doing good things in the world. And we appreciate that good news is important to you, even during these difficult times. So let me tell you a little bit about today's show. We're going to start off with a gentleman who is renowned worldwide, isn't with us any longer, but his spirit still is, and that was Pete Seeger. Pete Seeger helped clean up the Hudson River and is known, you know, from his wonderful entertaining of the world. And we're going to show something about the Friends of Clearwater, of which I've been involved with for many years. And then we're going to do a segment on Earth celebrations with Felicia Young. And she has a great organization and very impressive, the kinds of work that they are doing. And of course, everything we're doing right now is in due respect of the times that we're living. And we'll start off with some good thoughts and some prayers. Let me let you know that we are working on some benefits, which are very exciting for us. We're doing a benefit on July 11th for Bellevue Hospital. It's going to be a Mae West show, which was off Broadway, and they're putting that together in due respect. You know, that hospital was one of the first hospitals ever to have a nursing department here in New York. So that's a good thing, and we're now in discussions actually within a group in England that have a comedy club who want to do something in also in benefit mindset with comedians and COVID and they're way up there in Manchester, Blackpool Comedy Club, and we'll see how we can maybe partner with a wonderful club here in town, also in New York, and some comedians. And that would be on July 4th, which is interesting, it's Independence Day. And so, another war day, and so, or done with war, type of, concept. And, that's actually our anniversary. It's our 22nd year creating good news. So thank you very much. Hi, Todd. Hi, Maureen. How you been? So nice of you to tune in. And so let's go to, a moment of, some good thoughts here. Because this is my prayer for you. Comfort on difficult days. And we sure know these days are difficult. And we need to be very, very wise and not to overdo it. Let's put it that way. That's all I can say. Smiles when sadness intrudes. Rainbows to follow the clouds. Laughter to kiss your lips. Sunsets to warm your heart. When spirits sag, hugs. Friendships to brighten your being. Beauty for your eyes to see. Faith so you can believe. Confidence for when you doubt, courage to know yourself, patience to accept the truth, love to complete your life. Hey, Willow. And so there we go on that one. So let's, you know, we're very fortunate. We're going to go right, you know, we've, let me mention one other thing. Anybody's looking for a place out in the Hamptons in Montauk, I have a place that I'm can rent out and reasonably. But it's not inexpensive to begin with. Let me say that. Okay. And this is the time of the year that usually is very crowded. So, if somebody needs that, let me know. Also, let me say if anybody needs somebody to talk to or officiate virtually a ceremony, I'm here for you. Wow. Look at that sunset. Okay. Let's go to Pete Seeger. And, I think we're going to see here with the thoughts that Pete has to share. What life's all about.
Communicate with people we think we disagree with. I honestly believe that if the world is saved, it's going to be saved by tens of millions of little things.
Hello, this is Donna Stein with New York City Friends of Clearwater, founded by Pete Seeger, the legendary folk singer, and also environmentalist. Over 40 years ago, he realized this river was not the river he played in when he was a child,
and
not the river he wants his grandchildren and the children of the earth to play in. So he formed he built the Clearwater Ship, which brings school groups all year round on the water. New York City Friends of Clearwater is living that legacy for Pete now, saving the environment for the children.
I believe in getting involved in your home community, whether it's a neighborhood in a big city or a small town like this.
Okay, great. All right. Yes, Small Town New York. And now you're going to see Small Town New York in action with Felicia Young, because that group totally depicts and portrays what a small town, little New York, can do when they have a concern about our environment. Check this out, it's fun. Another special.
My brother lives in the jungle concrete, like a belly gone to rumbling.
Let us not forget that this peace and beauty of our cultivated paradise in Eden is almost lost.
One day to come. My sister, her hands are raised, for the stakes are high, and she knows it. Singing for provision, singing for provision.
This was last year.
Suspended, food of the gods, the goddesses, plants tucked into pockets, attached to walls, living walls, displayed in rows, top to bottom.
Feeding our children, one day we will cherish the soil, valued more than gold, its value more than gold. One day,
I hope that our mayor and our governor will acknowledge the importance of these local grassroots efforts in the sustainability initiatives that we have to meet the Paris Climate Accord.
Sackett's Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Felicia Young. Felicia, what the heck was that? I just saw this gorgeous, magnificent video. And did you have anything to do with that?
Yeah, that was the Ecological City Procession for Climate Solutions. I'm the director of Earth Celebrations, and this procession and community-based arts project is something I started about 3 years ago, but is really the culmination of 30 years of work engaging community through the arts to to effect change on environmental issues in New York City.
Wow, okay. And so where was everybody? Who was everybody? What was that? I mean, that is magnificent.
Well, we're on the Lower East Side. Okay. And I have a very long history on the Lower East Side. I started creating these theatrical pageants as a way of bringing community together to preserve the community gardens in New York that were throughout the 90s. And it was through this art form and this engagement that I formed both a local and citywide coalition, which led to the preservation of hundreds of community gardens throughout New York City. Then fast forward, 20 years, and after Hurricane Sandy, the community gardens that we had preserved, we thought we were saving open space, but we ended up preserving were these incredible climate solutions, because the community gardens absorb the floodwaters. They're also sequestering carbon and filtering pollution runoff from going into the river. So the community gardens got like a $1 million grant to put in even more formal infrastructure. It was a federal grant after Hurricane Sandy. So when I saw what was happening within the gardens that I had helped preserve with other sustainability initiatives throughout the neighborhood, like they were putting in solar microgrids, green roofs, they were putting in rooftop bee farming on the Lower East Side. And then if you looked what was happening on the waterfront along the East River in Lower Manhattan, it was also like no other moment in time, because after Hurricane Sandy, they created the East Side Coastal Resiliency Project, which is the largest redevelopment plan in New York City's history. It ended up now being a $1.45 billion project to basically build up like a seawall with a park on top of it, which is kind of a controversial project right now. But that was generally where you could take an aerial view of Lower Manhattan and see this incredible myriad climate solutions coming together as this sort of resilient ecosystem and an incredible model between what was happening within the gardens, the neighborhood, and the waterfront. And nobody was really connecting the dots. And that was when I said, well, I guess I need to do another pageant now many years later that's not just about the gardens, but about connecting how the gardens and the waterfront coexist and all these other sustainability initiatives in between. So
now is this, I know, I've been down the Lower East Side in my life, I'm a New Yorker. Today, because I think that video was from Current, wasn't it? The video show?
2019, last year.
Last year, okay, so basically Current. Especially with the lifestyle we're living now with the pandemic. Anything happened 6 months ago was happening. Now anything in the last months, nothing's happened to a certain degree. A different type of things are happening, right? So what's literally down there now is on this $1 billion project. So is there literally walls down there? Maybe I haven't been down there.
Right now, this spring, 2020 is on the timeline of the city's projected plan. This was the last spring we were supposedly going to be able to have access to the park because it's going to shut down for the next 5 years. I don't know if now, because of this crisis, the COVID crisis, if, there won't be the funding to break ground in the fall, we don't know. But, for the past few years, when I started the Ecological City Project, the community had developed a plan that they worked on for 4 years, which got dismissed by the mayor. And then they come up with a different plan that's more destructive to nature. They're going to totally raise the park, tear out all the trees, every feature, and then bring in landfill and build it up by 10 feet. So it's a very drastic plan, but they say due to sea level rise, they need, to protect lower Manhattan. So this was the plan that they chose to go with. But regardless of which plan, I mean, what you have on the Lower East Side is a very inspiring mix of what I call grassroots climate solutions, not necessarily like the East Side Coastal Resiliency Project, that's really more top down, like government deciding what they want to do with a building plan and kind of dismissing the community vision for what they thought would be important to have for the community and the park. But seeing people just come together and volunteer and create these solutions, which can only happen in spaces like the community gardens and on the Lower East Side, where you have all these individual visionaries coming up with biodigesters and, you know, putting in permeable surfaces and porous pavers. And, you know, all of these ideas that now maybe governments and cities are looking to are really being developed just by people in a low-income neighborhood.
Right, that was sort of like, oh, yeah, I know that. It's a good, I did a show over there, that's it, for the Clearwater. I'm part of the Clearwater, the Friends of Clearwater for many, many years. Pete Seeger was a buddy of mine. And
yeah, he came and walked in the procession with me.
I would think so.
In the early 90s. I was in the garden procession. He didn't even come announced, like as a performer. He brought his banjo and he started walking next to me, just like that.
Yeah, that's Pete. Yeah. He's, I got goosebumps just with that commentary. You know, that's just, you don't always have to be in front of the camera. You can always be someone that's just getting the job done behind the camera. That's who he is. And so, well, that's great. You know, let me ask you about you now, because we see that, you know, you're a do-gooder and you're working on something that's much greater than you, because there's a lot of people that live down that way. There's a lot of people that live in Manhattan, and we are a low-lying area. You know, actually, in the old days, with our mutual friend Reed Stowe, how I met you through Joel Rulstein, Reed went around the world. He once gave me a picture, and there's a place in the South Street Seaport, a museum, that shows the entire bottom part of Manhattan, lower Manhattan, was all boats at one time. It was all ships, because this was a reason why New York helped to grow so quickly, is that people could bring stuff into New York by a ship, and that was the means of transportation in the early days. But it's lower. Right? I mean, it's low sea level. Even where I live on the Upper West Side, the highest part of Central Park is like 81st Street. There's a summit over there. And if you go down to the Hudson River, you know, you're almost below sea level, right? I mean, what is it? If you're next to the East River and you know, zip around and you go up the little Hudson and then you got to the Hudson River, is that right on sea level or is it right below sea level? Where is it?
Yeah, I mean, we're right there at the certainly the lowest point in Manhattan. And that's why when Sandy happened, you know, the whole lower Manhattan, both east and west side, was severely impacted. The water came as far as Avenue B and the cars were underwater. So, I mean, that's doing the pageant is my, you know, my form of art. And it's a way of bringing the community together and getting diverse sectors to collaborate. So it's maybe not the most traditional form of community organizing, but I call it cultural organizing. And I don't call it a protest, but I call it joyous affirmation. So, you know, that's what I do. I mean, that's been my form, to apply the arts in a community environment to have people impact issues in their neighborhood. And it hasn't just been a great experience for the community, we've actually achieved policy change. We've just done it in a very unusual way, I guess.
I think you've done it in a great way. And I'm calling it art with a message, with a socially responsible, social good message for the world. And I personally, being a TV producer all these crazy years, The reason I'm doing that and using media, television media, is actually to like good news is life-affirming, thought-provoking, good news, entertainment, and events. I think you can say a heck of a lot more with a beautiful show that you put on at the beginning of this video of our interview. I think more will hit the brains of the people around them than if you have two people just having a conversation, you know, because then it's almost like a lecture. People don't like to be lectured.
Well, yeah, and it's not just professional performers that are being paid to present a performance about these issues.
Okay.
You know, we collaborate with schools and with community centers and with different environmental organizations and even housing groups. And so all these groups from youth, residents, artists, non-residents, families participate over many, many months helping create it. So it really is a community expression. And even though we have some very, you know, amazing artists who consider themselves professional artists, by and far the pageant is really a mix of both professionals, non-professionals, people, all collaborating and it being valid that they too can write a song and they too can perform and they can dance.
I love it. I'm going to ask you, we're going to talk again because I can see you're cool. And you got a lot of good things to share with the world. And I can see that's where your heart is. We're real involved with peace and the International Day of Peace and keeping the world peaceful. And so I asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? Lucy, if you don't mind, what is peace for you? What does peace mean for you?
I think, you know, peace for me is what we are doing, which is engaging people to work together, to collaborate, to share across differences for common goals, and to do that through joy, through creativity, and through culture.
Yay! Okay, we're going to go to some video now. What are we going to? What are we going to see now?
What we're going to is the closing ceremony for the Ecological City Procession for Climate Solutions, where one of the local artists and gardeners created a bioremediation sculpture, which is made out of earth and fermented microorganisms that are beneficial nutrients to both soil and water. So this sculpture was created with the community over months, and then it rode on a palanquin cycle rickshaw through the neighborhood. The procession, which was 5 hours long and went to 20 sites, garden, neighborhood, and waterfront. And at the end of the day, the sculpture was lowered to the East River on a bamboo raft and set free. And we dubbed her Lady of the Willows, and she floats south past the Brooklyn Bridge. And we don't know where she dissolved, but she might have made it all the way to Europe. We don't know, but it really was a beautiful ceremony. And it was also something so unexpected because, you know, she could have just, you know, sunk right there off as we lowered her, but she actually, somehow the wind picked her up and the raft sailed her south with the current. It was beautiful, yeah.
She's not gonna sink so easy. I'll tell you why. Because see, fermenting has become very popular. It's a probiotic. And so, did you use any sauerkraut? Did you like put any sauerkraut and you know, all these good things are very healthy.
Bokashi, kombucha,
sugar. I think it's gonna live forever.
There was even dog hair in there.
Forget about it. We're talking a trillion years. All right, well, thank you so much for sharing good news with us. You're super, and we'll talk again, and best of luck with everything. Our broadcast is here for you. Whenever you have something going on, you have real good content with an important message. Thanks for sharing. Take care.
Right, so this is a bioremediating sculpture. The idea of it is that we create art and culture. This is part of a cultural ceremony that is also good for the planet. So this is a sculpture made with the willow that was taken down from the garden, so that's a little bit of an honor to the willow, because it's gone, because we put up a new fence in the garden. The shells are from my friend's new community garden. So the moss. But what we haven't talked about is the mud balls.
Mm-hmm.
So usually we would have more mud balls, but because we're having to float this, I'm having to maybe do less of the mud balls. But the idea is to use maybe 300 mud balls and have 3,333 sculptures go into the water with 300 mud balls, which is like a million mud balls, which would actually make a difference in the water because they go to the bottom. And the microorganisms, there's microorganisms in them called EM1, effective microorganisms, and it's the EM research organization from Japan that makes this solution. So this solution is put into the dirt, and the dirt is made into mud balls, which is an idea that the grandmothers came up with in Japan, to bring the weight of the EM down to the bottom of the sediment. And it eats the sediment, the organic, and the toxins are broken down, because microbes do. These are beneficial, dominant, food-based microbes that are used in the soil as soil conditioner. Also good for sediment conditioner. Taking the toxins, binding them to another thing, the toxins, and go up with the oxygen to the top, because it's creating oxygen and energy, and then it flows down the river. But it can't go into the birds or the fish. It's out of the food system.
And so the sculpture rides on account of when very much like the pageants in India, and eventually makes its way to the riverfront where it's put on a raft, a natural bamboo raft. And this year, last year, we offered it its nutrients and it sank right there. This year, we created a lighter raft and she let it go, and we had no idea if it would sink or float. And it was beautiful. It floated, it sailed south, it sailed past the Manhattan Bridge. They chased it down, it sailed past the Brooklyn Bridge. So they have no idea what journey she took, but it really felt like the sculpture was alive.
Okay. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, thank you, Felicia, for, and Joel for letting us know about Felicia and her wonderful organization. Okay. So, Mother Earth is primo. And us human beings are primo as well. So, and the living creatures out there, the plants, the animal kingdom, is primo. We're all in it together, and we need to be nice to each other. So let's take a moment with Claire, and then...
Come forward on your mat, and just close your eyes.
We'll go outside for a second.
Just for a moment, and connect with your heartbeat. Notice your heart beating. See if you can feel your heart beating. Notice it. Feel it. As we improve our circulation, strengthening our heart with sun salutations. Inhale, arms come down and hands to sky pose. Exhale, hands extend to the sides, hand to foot pose. Please bend your knees slightly. Inhaling, left leg back, equestrian pose. As we bend the right knee, reaching up for the sky, making sure that the right knee is in front of the right ankle. Exhale, hands come down. Child's pose. Inhale, variation of plank as we come down onto our bellies face down. Exhale. Inhale, cobra coming up only where it's comfortable. Exhale, chin in. Child's pose. Inhale, left foot comes forward to equestrian and use your left hand to bring your left foot forward, reaching up towards the sky. Exhale, hands come down. Right foot forward, hand to foot pose, head to knees, bend the knees slightly, roll up. Inhaling, hands to sky. Exhale, hands to heart. Close your eyes. Notice your heartbeat now. Three more. Inhale, reach for the sky. Exhale, hand to foot pose, head to knee. Inhaling, left leg back, equestrian pose. Make sure the right knee is slightly in front of the ankle. Reach up. Exhale, hands down to the sides of the foot, child's pose. Inhale, coming into plank. Exhale here. Inhale, cobra. Hold it. Legs are together. Exhale, child's pose. Inhale, left foot forward, equestrian pose. Using your hand to bring your foot forward. Reach up for the sky. Exhale, hand to foot pose. Head to knees. Bend your knees slightly. Inhale, up, hands to sky. Exhale, hands to heart. Two more.
Okay. Sun salutations, one of the basics for yoga, for movement and for breath. Thank you, Claire Diab. Okay, so let's just take a moment out in the back for a prayer moment for the times that we're living. Okay, so 7 o'clock tonight, we have a nice group of people that are showing their respect to our heroes, workers, and we truly appreciate them. And let's pray for them and thank them. Okay. Hey, Rob. So once again, 7 o'clock tonight, we'll be coming out here and clapping and yelling and so on. It's been a nice thing. And the good news is that happens all over the city. So we did a nice Mother Earth special today. Pete Seeger, Felicia Young, a lot of people doing good things, caring about our oceans, caring about Mother Earth, as we just care about each other during this hard, difficult time. But we'll get through it. They'll come up with a vaccination, and you are loved. So thank you, everybody. Here's Mother Earth from the sky, from the moon, Apollo 17. Once again, you are loved. Thank you. If anybody needs someone to speak to, just give me a call, 212-647-1212. And, hey, Rob. And so thanks again for tuning in. Tomorrow we're going to do a concert from our Peace Day activities in Times Square with Papagayo and some of the people from actually Jimi Hendrix Group and Sly and the Family Stone. So that's going to be good stuff. That's a lot of fun. And I'm going to play a little sax. Well, I'm going to play sax tonight, too. All right, I'm going to play America. Thank you. All right, take care. Thanks. Stay safe.